You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, and this is the music that Seacrest doesn't play. Daffodil, though, could we actually get like the wheel that Seacrest now spins?
No.
Because he's doing that Wheel of Fortune thing now.
Yes.
And maybe we could like get a wheel and put it in the van and take it back to the bunker and then just spin it occasionally on the show.
No.
Because that way it's, you know...
I know that you've been toying with this idea of a wheel of cheese for years, but no.
I just, you know, that would be kind of cool, but apparently not. I'm vetoed.
The only cheese wheels I like are the kinds that are actually made of cheese.
Ah, yes. What did the home office say?
No money.
Oh.
No budget. No money. No budget.
Oh, no. Well, there it goes. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And apparently I'm Daffodil.
Yes, and welcome to Cheese Please, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every weekend. We're going back some 50-odd years ago, before cell phones, before the internet. And the only thing you had for personal media is CB radios.
And home phones.
What?
Landlines, home phones.
Oh, let's not think about that, because we don't have an album about landlines and phones. We have an album about CB radios and songs made about CB radios.
And none of the ones that you're thinking of, dear listener.
No, not that convoy thing. No. This is a lot of originals written by a guy named Pete Markestein. And we'll play some a little later on. On top of that, I have not heard a stereotypical country song as opposed to what we were playing in the Limburger Lounge this week.
Okay.
I just can't say it, you know. You hear this song, you understand why. It's a stereotypical country song from the 70s. But we're starting off with polka. There's a combination for you, only on our show.
I love polka.
I know, but we're all over the place this week. We're playing off polka this time. Shortly we have Gabby Hayes doing The Sheik of Arabia, but we're starting off When You're Smiling. You can't not smile when you play polka.
Exactly.
On?
Cheese Please.
Come on, everybody, smile.
Thank you. These kids are doing it. Those kids are doing it. And now they're asking you to do it. You have to make a choice. What do you say?
What do you think we should do, Tommy?
Gee, Mom and Dad have taught us.
With none other than Gabby Haas and the Sheik of Arabi. And before that, When You're Smiling, setting off a polka tone on the show this week. I feel like I should get a thing of beer. And what do they eat at polka fests?
Sausages.
Ah, yes.
And pretzels.
Ah, yes. I remember now. Can you go get some pretzels?
No. We're driving. Sausage. I am not getting out of a moving van.
Well, we'll pull over at the next truck stop, and then you can get some.
Well, no, that Oktoberfest restaurant, Bavarian place, is like 4 miles that way. We'll go there.
Oh, well, okay.
They got the real deal thing.
They got the real beer, too?
Yeah, sausages and bratwurst and...
beer.
And that
yes.
Other thing you like that I don't like, sauerkraut.
You know, I don't actually drink beer. I just put ginger ale in the
beer
glass.
Mug, pretend.
And just pretend that it's beer because I don't drink beer. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we are going to profile Ode to a CB Shack.
Yeah, this is a collection of songs for and about the CB operator. So you have to know a bit about CB. So I've set up a bunch of definitions that you should know. Briefly, a skip. It's an atmospheric condition that causes signals to travel much farther than they normally would. So if you're broadcasting your CB, bounces off the atmosphere, comes down, and it could end up like thousands of miles away.
And well, it's the ionosphere. It gets overcharged by the sun. I mean, there's like solar flares and things. And,
gotcha.
And as an example, as a very small daffodil,
yes,
I could sometimes catch the radio station from Boston.
Oh.
At the commune in Nova Scotia.
Oh, wow.
On my little tiny portable battery-operated radio.
And CB radio is actually AM radio, so yeah, that would make sense. And if you're actually talking and it does that, you're called a skipper, a CBer who talks a long distance.
That's kind of cool.
And you could be skip talking if you talk a long distance without a... phone, of course. And a QSL card is a personalized postcard sent to confirm a conversation. So there's a couple particular definitions that you'll need as you listen to the song. These songs.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Now I just
got
to have the list in front of me now. Coming up, you will hear CB Johnny Shortly by Pete Marcusing. But we're starting off with Ode to a CB Shack on...
Cheese, Please!
Don't let them tear my little old skin. skip shack down, don't let him tear. My little old skip shack down, don't let him tear. My little old skip shack down, there is not another like it for miles and miles around. It wasn't fancy built at all, some QSLs covered my wall. My linear warmed my coffee and my tea. A beat up rug covered the floor, a piece of cardboard for a door, and a flashlight scanned the dial so I could see. Then the DOT came into town, they said they had to tear it down. My little old skip shack so dear to me. Although as strange as it may seem, they noticed my old rusty beam and found a linear I had hidden carefully. Don't let him tear my little old skip shack down, don't let him tear my little old skip shack down, don't let him tear my little old skip shack down. There is not another like it for miles and miles around. They took my license with a smile, saying we'll take that for a while. So when I gave it to him, oh, I felt so sad. Without CB there is no life, I told him take my car or wife. But my CB license, sir, please don't take that. Then something happened just in time, some skipper called on Channel 9. He pinned my needle over till it bent. So then they turned to me and said, I never heard skips good as that. I said go back to him because he is your friend. Don't let him tear my little old skip shack down, don't let him tear my little old skip shack down, don't let him tear my little old skip shack down. There is not another like it for miles and miles around. So they did, and I was glad, it was the best time they have had. Temptation got them, I could surely tell. So if they should ever come, don't think your skipping days are done. Some of them turn out to be real swell. Now they won't tear my little old skip shack down. No, they won't tear my little old skip shack down. No, they won't tear my little old skip shack down. It's still standing in the desert, and it's heard for miles around.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
You have traded in your wife and bought yourself a CB set. Talking to a lot of people you have never met. And there's a lot of interference from the USA. Oh, Johnny, don't point your beam my way. If it wasn't for that linear, you would not be getting out. And for rules and regulations, you don't care a thing about. You clobber everybody, I've heard some people say. So Johnny, don't point your beam my way. You cause a lot of TBI and you'll be in a fix. If the DOT starts finding out that you're on Channel 6, there's lines and bars and great big dots on their screens, I've heard them say. So Johnny, don't point your beam my way. So sell your QSL cards that you have there on your wall, and your little yellow handbook that you don't use at all. Tear down that beam and then unplug that linear from your wall. Then Johnny, we'll give you a call on the landline, 'cause that's the best way of all.
Keith, please, with Pete Markestein and CB Johnny. And I forgot to mention a definition of a lanyard being basically a length of cord, webbing, or strap that may be served any of various functions. Basically, the connection to the antenna to blast the beam out. And I think Johnny was a bit of a rebel. Don't you think, Daffodil?
Pretty much.
Wow, that was big. The CB trend, I suppose, came in the mid-1970s, but you have more information about it, Daffodil.
Well, the CB became big after the 1973 oil crisis.
Oh, really?
You had your nationwide 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, fuel shortages, rationing. The drivers were using the radios to help them find service stations that had gas.
Oh, gotcha.
Or diesel, technically.
Yeah.
And to notify each other of speed traps, organize blockades, convoys, all those things.
Watch out, damn smokies.
Pretty much. But here's some cool facts. Betty Ford, who was First Lady of the U.S. around that time.
Mid-1970s, sure.
She had her own CB handle. She was First Mama.
First Mama?
Yep.
That would be interesting to talk to the First Mama on the site Bay Radio.
So, and NBC had a TV show called NBC Knowledge.
Okay.
In the mid-70s. And in 78, they actually had an episode with Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
The voice actor.
Oh!
You know, Bugs, Daffy, etc. Yeah. Anyway, he was actually an active CB operator.
Are you?
And he would use Bugs or Daffy as his handle.
Are you kidding me?
And talking on the air in L.A. area in voice character.
That would...
On this episode in 78 about CB radio, he appeared in an interview and he had clips of him having fun talking to children on his home CB radio.
That would be interesting.
And I have seen comparisons that CB is kind of like the internet chat rooms that we have now, because people get to know each other and you're pretty much anonymous.
Yes. So, I mean, the internet is not exactly new, just a different technology.
It is. And here's the thing, CB radios are becoming popular again.
What?
It's seeing an uptick not seen since the 1990s.
Wow.
An increase in sales, social media sites like YouTube showing your growing popularity, and CB radio content mainly as a hobby.
Oh, wow.
And now they're much more compact.
I suppose.
And have more features, so people are more excited about it.
Okay, I don't think we... Do you think we should get a CB radio?
No, we have phones.
Okay.
We have mobile phones. We're good, but we should probably do this.
Oh, yes, we should do that.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
This, that, it is the Limburger, however you want to call it.
It's the stinky cheese.
Oh, yeah. And this is pretty stinky. That's all I get to say. Dale Miller decided to cut a song back in the 70s, summing up country music and country singers back then, and we're going to play it on...
Cheese, please!
Why am I talking like that?
I don't know.
Okay, just play it.
Here's right? Country Singer by Dale Miller on Cheese, Please.
Hey, His scrapbook's filled with pictures of 100 country shows. His closet's filled with worn-out boots and shabby showman's clothes. His eyes are dark and swollen from the smoky spotlight's glare. Playing country music for the people waiting there. He walks into the bar and takes his place before the band. He downs a drink of liquor to calm his shaking hand. Then he walks up to the microphone and gives his heart away to 100 country music fans that come to hear him play. I wonder if they know the things a country boy goes through. I'm playing country music for folks like me and you. A million miles of honky-tonks, only one night stands. Yes, every country singer's got to be a Superman. Motel room is lonely when he finally gets to bed. The crowd, the lights, the liquor are racing through his head. This gig is up in Dallas. He'll move again today. But the country boy just wouldn't have it any other way. I wonder if they know the things a country boy goes through. Playing country music for folks like me and you. Lonely one-night stand. Yes, every country singer's got to be a Superman. Yes, every country singer's got to be a Superman.
With country singer and Dale Miller in our Limburger Lounge feature this week. Wow, I don't know. I always thought that really sums up the 1970s country to me, anyway.
Yup.
They're hanging at the honky-tonks and just going from one to another and getting drunk and firing chairs across the scene and hitting people and all that stuff.
I don't know that the brawls are that frequent.
Well, I don't know, Daffodil. Anytime I watch a movie like that, there's always a brawl and things fly and all that stuff. So I assume in real life it's supposed to be like that.
Nope.
Really?
Really.
What fun is that?
Oh, there are other fun things.
Why?
There's nothing fun about fighting. Why do you think fighting is fun? You don't even like fighting.
I didn't say I wanted to fight. I said it's fun to watch.
Ah.
Just like in the movie, right? And no one gets hurt, right? Right?
I'm not going to agree with that.
Oh.
Sorry.
You mean people actually really get hurt?
Yes.
Oh, well.
In real brawls, real people get really punched and it really hurts.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm not for it.
No, I didn't think so.
I'll just watch the movie stuff.
Okay.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and guess what? Your tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end.
Probably a good thing, because my voice is going crazy lately this show. I don't know why.
You didn't take your spoonful of honey before the show.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mary Poppins. You know, spoonful of sugar?
No, honey. A spoonful of honey soothes your throat. It makes it easier to talk.
Isn't honey full of sugar?
Yes, but...
Spoonful of sugar, then. Okay, I'll just open the glove compartment. Oh! Here it comes. Yep. There we go. We're ending off the show with Little Red Riding Hood by Al Jazbo Collins.
Excellent.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Well now, little ones, this is your Uncle Jazbo with your bedtime story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, in the land of Ooblah-Dee, there lived a fine chick named Red Riding Hood. One day, Red's mother said, "Honey, your grandma is feeling the least. So I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay it on her." "Crazy," said Red. And taking the basket, she took off through the woods. Yeah, she'd gone but a short distance when the wolf appeared on the scene from behind the timber. "Baby," he said, "give me some skin." "Sorry, Daddy-o," said Red. "Some other time. Right now, I have to make it over to my grandma's place." "Mama, say no more," said the wolf. "I'm hip. Dig you later." So saying, he made it over to grandma's post-haste, swallowed the old lady up, disguised himself in her nightclothes, and stashed himself between the lily whites. And pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood knocked. "Hit me again," said the wolf. "Who goes?" "It's me, Gram," said Red Riding Hood. "Mother heard you were sick, and she thought you might like to pick up on some ribs." "Wild," said the wolf. "Fall in." Red Riding Hood entered and cased the joint and said, "Hey, what a crazy pad." "Sorry I didn't have time to straighten the joint up before you got here," said the wolf. "What's in the basket?" "Same old jazz," Red said. "Baby," said the wolf, "don't put it down." "I have to," said Red. "It's getting heavy." "Okay," said the wolf. "Open the basket. I've got eyes." "I'm hip," said Red. "Grandma, what frantic eyes you have." "The better to dig you with, my dear," said the wolf. "And Grandma," said Red, "what a long nose you have." "Yeah," said the wolf, "it's a gasser." "And Grandma," said Red, "your ears are the most, to say the least." "I know my ears aren't the greatest," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "You know something," Red said, "I don't want to sound square, but you don't look like my grandma at all. You look like some other cat." "Baby," said the wolf, "you're flipping." "No, man," said Red, "I just dug your nose again, and it's the most. I don't want to come right out and ask to see your card. But where's my grandma?" "Your grandma is gone," said the wolf. "You're right," said Red. "She is the swinginest, but where is she?" "She cut out," said the wolf. "Don't hand me that jazz," said Red. Whereupon the wolf leapt out of bed and began chasing her about the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that day. But a passing hunter was hip, and he came on with an axe and dispatched the wolf forthwith. "Dad," said Red gratefully, "your timing was like the end, you know?" And so it was.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.